Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to Optimize My Life. Today is the teen call-in line, or young adult, and this was set up by the Hope Collection and Optimize My Life, which sponsors the show, for a resource for individuals who are struggling or just need someone to talk to or to vent for a minute or looking for tips, tricks, and resources. And there are professionals that are able to help you. The greatest part of the format that we use is the only person who can see your information is the person that is running the screen, the dashboard, the controls. So you can call in and be completely anonymous. You don't even have to give us your name if you don't want to. But even when we share the information on podcasting, then it's still, your identity will still be secret. I am one of your hosts. My name is Mary, and I am an integrative behavioral specialist, a certified life coach, hypnotherapist, and I specialize in mental health and special needs. I grew up in an abusive home and ended up living with my grandmother at the age of 16. From there, I joined the military, getting married, having a series of bad relationships, and losing who I was. I struggled a lot with depression, anxiety, and PTSD. And when I got out of the military, it was even worse for a short period of time. And I ended up being blessed with two children. Both of them are special needs, different variations of autism. We run the show Monday through Friday at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. And we have a day show that runs at noon, 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 Central, Monday through Friday. The call-in number to reach us is 714-816-4686. The number to call in is 714-816-4686. So, one of the topics that I'm going to talk about today is stress and anxiety and just your overall mental health and how to deal with that. To start out with, to be able to handle and deal with your mental health, is the first step is to look at your emotions. And to remember that your emotions are there for a reason. And that, you know, it's okay to have days and moments when you're sad. It's okay to have periods of time where you're struggling with life. Understanding that that's okay is the first step to looking at the process and fixing the situation. And as you're doing things and understanding that is the first step, and it's the crucial step. When depression and anxiety begin to be a problem is when it becomes excessive. Part where you have to remember, you know, it's okay. Sorry, having a slight glitch here. Just give me one more minute. That's the great part of being live is that you have you get issues that happen at the same time. Technology going slow because they're in the middle of a winter storm. Now, when you're struggling with things like anxiety, depression, and understanding your emotions that, and what causes all these issues, you know, the first steps are you ask yourself, why? Well, when you're asking yourself why, that tends to be more of an emotional response. And instead, you want to ask yourself what. Because when you ask yourself what, then what you're getting is the logical response of things. And at the same time, your mind is running to start going with the next steps. You know, so all this stuff that needs to be done is overwhelming. So it's starting to upset me. It's kicking my anxiety in. So when you're asking yourself, what is causing this? Now you're starting to look at the process. And as you're looking at this process, you're looking at what's going on. What you end up going to is you're learning the steps to regulate and to calm down and understand, all right, so as I'm getting overwhelmed, as I'm getting frustrated with things, this is what I'm going through that causes this. So now, you know, with the weather the way it is and having to go, everything going on, plus getting ready for Christmas, you know, it becomes a lot, especially when money is an issue among other things. And so you start planning out the steps of what needs to be done next. What are you doing? And things like that are the first steps to keep going down the road to finish fixing the problem. So when you, with anxiety, you take all these issues and what you do is you break them down into little pieces. All right, so being out in this environment stresses me out. Being around all these people, all this stuff going on. Now, look at it that way. And now you look at, all right, so break this all down to little pieces. All right. So when I got out of the military, I did not a very smart move. I had anxiety issues. So the first thing I did was I decided to go to Black Friday sales. And being around all these people and all this stuff really just, I had a panic attack. And so I ended up calling a buddy to walk me through the steps of how to calm myself down and reset and, you know, survive Black Friday sales. And so what you do is you look at it, all right, so this environment's what's causing it. All right. Now take those, that environment and what's, so my heart's racing. All right. Make a note of that. My mind's racing. Make a note of that. I can't breathe. And you keep going through all the symptoms, all the issues that you're facing, and all the stuff your body's going through. And as you're doing this, you're looking at it. All right, so take all those little issues and look at the symptoms. All right, so my mind's racing. Let's stop. Let's take some breaths. Let's clear our head and reset. Now, focus on your thoughts and slow your thoughts down. Being aware of all these thoughts helps you to stop the thoughts and helps you slow everything down. And as you're slowing down your breathing to slow everything else down, your heart rate's slowing down. Everything's, you're going through the panic attack and you're calming yourself down. The next steps, as you're going through this process, you're being cognitive aware. Well, it's like when you go to school, and you're dealing with all this stuff and all these, the hallways and all this other things and trying to keep track of everything, it becomes a lot. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, we have in this day and age, we have to feel included. And when you, it's a human need to want to belong to a group, to belong to things. And that's fine. That's great. It is a proven fact that being involved in social clubs, social engagements, and being social outside of social media actually lifts your spirits up, helps alleviate depression, helps alleviate anxiety. It gives you that support system, and support systems are so important. You know, another thing with, when it comes to, you know, your mental health and helping with stress and with your anxiety and your depression is learning how to take that back. Not worrying about what everybody else in the world is doing and worrying about, we have this need, a lot of us do as humans, is to be able to control our environment. But at the same time, you may not be aware of it, but you want to control what other people are doing so that you feel safe in your bubble. And being able to turn around and walk away and just focus on yourself. You know, I remember back when you were a kid, you know, when you tattled on your sister or your brother or, you know, on somebody, your parents always told you, worry about yourself, not what everybody else is doing. It's the same thing. You hear my son in the background. He had a lot of regulation issues and was nonverbal a year ago. And now he's fully verbal and sarcastic and a little smart aleck and likes to talk now that he can. One of the worst things you can do with anxiety or depression or just is, and it's very common now with the coaching industry blowing up like it is, and it's gaslighting, taking everything to be so positive, never flipping everything to be positive. Everything has to be flipped to what's good. And the problem with that is that when you're doing this, you're not acknowledging your real feelings. You're not acknowledging the truth in the and what's going on around you. You're not fixing the situation. You're basically doing the whole complete opposite of what you were doing, which makes it counterproductive. It's very, very important that you are honest and real with yourself. Yes, you want to think positive thoughts, but at the same time, it's okay to be mad or sad. And understanding why it is that way is the first steps to fixing it. All right, so I got mad because someone said something. Well, why is it that they said that really causing you to be mad? Why did you take it so personally? And when you acknowledge your emotions, you acknowledge who you are. And that emotions are real. They are there for a reason. You can start to relieve what you're going through. And that's part of also helping with fixing your mindset. Anxiety, another thing that helps is physical activity. You know, going for runs, working out, having that outlook. Is it improves your mood and helps you stay healthy. And it another coping strategy, another coping mechanism is taking a time out. You know, listening to music, developing your own mantra. In our house with my kids, they have their own mantras, their own, you know, with my son being in a busy packed grocery store or shopping center, with all the noise of the checkout counter, all the people, it sets him off. And he wants to run and hide. So we've developed a mantra. And so he picks different things. So one day it could be singing different songs, or it's reciting names or words over and over again. Different things that you focus on helps you to just take a breath and clear your head. You know, music. Music therapy is really good for this. And as a proven source, and as you're first starting, you know, one of the best techniques is counting. You take a deep breath in and count in and out. You count to 10 and then count backwards, count forward. Keep going back and forth. This helps once you figure out and learn what your triggers are. Once you figure out what your triggers are, you're conscious and aware of those. And that's the most important thing, is learning what your triggers are. The next thing is you got to remember that anxiety is uncomfortable, but it's not going to hurt you. When you have this mindset that it's not controlling you, you control it, it helps resolve it. It makes you put your back in. It puts the power back into your hands, and you giving yourself the power is the biggest key. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold, so see me drinking a lot and coughing. You know, another aspect of what of life that you struggle with, especially in young kids or teenagers and young adults, and it happens all throughout your life, which is a factor of mental health issues, is toxic relationships and controlling relationships, abusive relationships. And a lot of times with these relationships, you know, we put up with them when we really, really shouldn't. But we do for many reasons. You know, we get this mindset that we can fix them, we can make them better. If we just love them enough or put up with enough, then it'll work itself out and he'll get better. you know, another aspect is, you know, with these relationships is that we struggle with self-esteem issues. And so we don't believe that we deserve anyone that's good to us because we grew up in that environment. There's other times where, you know, in my experience, it was safer to stay in that abusive relationship than it was to leave. When you're in these, you're trapped. A lot of times if you leave, it's worse than when you're there. Because when you're there, you know where they are. And giving yourself the power and the permission to say you're worth it and you're worth getting the help you need is crucial. You know, that's also in the viewpoint of when you're in school with bullies and kids. You know, in this day and age, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have social media. We didn't have internet yet. We just started with the internet. And so when we got bullied at school, we came home, we were safe. And now we don't have that option. And everyone, you know, the big theory or the big, you know, answer to this is tell somebody. And when you're talking about it and telling somebody, does that really solve the issues? Because does that help you as a person understand and deal with what they said? Because people can tell, you know, there used to be the saying back in the day that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words won't hurt you. And you got to understand words do hurt. Words hurt more than actual physical, because words embed into our psyche where the wounds heal. And you have to remind yourself that you're worth it and remind yourself every day that God put you on this earth for a reason and that God is here. You are made a particular way for a particular purpose. You want to say hi? Here. Come here. Look. Say hi. Okay. I'm almost done. Yes. Yes. Okay. Just wait a minute. So, we are almost out of time for today. I was going to go an hour, but I'm honestly not feeling up to it. So, we're just going to do a shorter show today. And you can join me live tomorrow at the same time at 5 o'clock. 5 Central, 6 Eastern. The call-in number is 714-816-4686. And it's tomorrow's topic is breaking the cycle. How to overcome addiction, how to overcome your adversities you go through in life, how to overcome and empower yourself. And we also have, you know, tips and tricks about nutrition and how to better or how to get your family to eat better without spending a whole lot of money. Give me a minute. Our day show tomorrow is all. Thank you. Just wait a minute. Our day show tomorrow is at noon with the same call-in number, and that is with Len Kane. All right, so tomorrow at noon is Captain Len Kane. He's a 4-5-10 Nobel Peace Prize nominee, humanitarian award recipient. He is also a retired Air Force pilot, retired airline pilot, the founder of the Kindness Club or the Kindness Campaign, and a co-sponsor of the Kindness Club. He talks about the Golden Rule Society that he has charity, non-for-profit organization that helps other people. And it's hosted also by Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection. So join us tomorrow at noon and tomorrow again at 6 Eastern. Have a good night and talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.